Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Patience. James 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. It seems like a lifetime ago that I was working for the Idaho Law Enforcement Planning Commission. At the time, there were a number of things happening in my life that caused me to become very impatient. If a car was going too slow in front of me, I became frustrated. It was not that I really had to be somewhere at a particular time. I just did not want to be stuck behind a slow-poke driver. On one occasion, while traveling out of state, I again had the frustrating experience of following a driver that consistently drove below the posted speed limit. I tried to control my anxiety, but just could not find the peace I needed. When I arrived at my room for the night, I prayed and asked the Lord to please help me deal with this problem area. I opened my Bible, and it naturally landed on the book of James. That is because I had been memorizing that book. When I read the first few verses, I knew the Lord was speaking to me. I prayerfully asked Him to grant me patience. When you pray that prayer, God is faithful to answer. The next morning, I wanted to arrive at my meeting early, so when I went to the restaurant, I sat at the counter. You know that is the fastest way to get in and out. Nope. I sat there and sat there, watching customer after customer enter, be seated at a booth, order, eat, pay, and leave, while I still sat at the counter waiting for my order to arrive. God was answering my prayer. The waitress was embarrassed and would not even come my way. Almost an hour later, she brought my order and apologized. I told her that it was not her fault. God was answering my prayer. She looked at me as if I were crazy. When you pray for patience, get ready for God's sense of humor. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.